Now the sons of Adam were fruitful, and there was affluence in the land. But among the children of the great society there were those whose skins were black. And lo, their portion was niggardly. And of the fatted calf they were left sucking hind teat. And they were the pickers of cotton and shiners of shoes. For in the words of the white psalmist, they had plenty of nothing, and nothing was plenty for them. And it was decreed that they should sit apart from the seats of the mighty, yea, even unto the restrooms. Now it came to pass that a prophet rose up amongst them, and they called him king. And he went unto Pharaoh and said, Let my people go to the front of the bus. Wherefore king assembled a great host, and he led them unto the lunch counters of the land, and he asked for bread, and they gave him a stone in the head. And he was set upon by fierce dogs, which are the man's best friend. Now the avenging angel Carmichael cried out, Give me some men who are black-hearted men, for ours is the kingdom and the glory and the black power. And the young men girded up their loins, and there were burnt offerings in the streets. And the summer waxed long and hot, and it was the Molotov cocktail hour. And there was a gnashing of teeth and a smashing of windows, and the people descended upon the merchants, and lo, there was instant credit. And the man was wroth, and he smote them with the back of his lash. Then the king spake, Render unto seers the thing that are seers, for what profiteth a man to gain a color television set and lose his soul, brother? And the king journeyed to the city of Memphis, where he spake unto the collectors of offal, and he said, Ye shall overcome. But an assassin rose up against him, and he slew the king. There were wailings and lamentations in the land. Then a man rose from the south of Eden, and he was called Josh Wallace. He who had stood at the gate of the great temple of Bama and shouted, If ye are black, get ye back. And he said, Of the Lord am I now come to rid the earth of these pinks, perverts, and punks, which are a pestilence upon the land. And he went into the fields and into the towns and into the suburbs, and gathered together all those who despised miscegenation, integration, and education. Let us go against these rebellious sons and proud judges of this earth, and teach them that he that lieth down before our chariots shall not rise again. And he summoned unto him a mighty warrior, Curtins LeMay. And Wallace said unto him, Wilt thou make a covenant that together we shall go into Jericho and smite the sinners therein? And LeMay said, Yea, verily, let us scourge them with fire, sack their cities, that all evil works they have done under the sun shall be vaporized in a cloud like unto a mushroom. But Josh stayed his hand and saith, It is not meet that ye speak thus before the election, for a little bird shall hear thy words and carry them unto the media, and the people will fear us. They gathered together a mighty host, and the people saw them and cried out, Look, a white tornado hath come to cleanse the land. Then Wallace gathered his police together and blew a mighty blast on his bullhorn and cried, Elect me, and there will be a great Dixie Fry.